Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, and here I am in St. Helier, Jersey, not the state of New Jersey, but the island of Jersey, in the British Isles, but obviously the English Channel is very close to Normandy, so only about 10 miles south of the Normandy Peninsula. But anyway, it's had a political link with England, since William the Duke of Normandy, he conquered England. And obviously subsequently the United Kingdom was founded, so the Bailiwick of Jersey, Bailiwick meaning like the political unit, is a crown dependency, but it's not part of the United Kingdom. It's got its states, as in its parliament, it frames its own legislation. It's not part of the United Kingdom financially, so there are tax advantages to living here. I believe a 20% is the top rate of tax. So wealthy people who can prove an annual income of £1.25 million sterling, they can come and settle here and stay here as long as they maintain that. There are ways to become a Jersey citizen, but Jersey citizens don't have the right of a boat in the United Kingdom, or vice versa. But most Jersey people have got at least one grandparent born in the United Kingdom, in which case they will be able to move there and get full citizenship. Obviously, key workers can come here and live here. Doctors, dentists, nurses, teachers, and people in other occupations, and so on. All right, because they don't want the island being overcrowded. Only 100,000 people here. And considering it's a small place, housing is quite pricey. And it's not a big city like London or Manchester or something. But it's only 10 miles east to west, not even 10 miles north to south. A rather indented coastline. So it's very safe, it's very clean. It's got very unemployment, very few social problems. There are a lot of guest workers from abroad. In the old days, Breton people who came and often worked as farm labourers. After the Second World War, eventually Italians and Portuguese people, particularly from Madeira, came. There's something that attracts people from one island to another. There's a direct flight to that Portuguese island of Madeira, as in meaning wood in the Portuguese language. But some of the Madeirans became Portuguese citizens. In more recent decades, Polish and Romanian people. There are a lot of Kenyan people come here, work in hospitality and so forth. So you can see all these yachts. One of the yachts said Adrigal, that's in that village in West Cork. I was very surprised. It's a tiny place, population about 300. I'm not sure if you can make it out here with the sail furled there, the blue sail that says Adrigal. So it's becalmed today, and it's becalmed and I can see the sand below, but sometimes there are gales blowing. So goodness, what else about Jersey? I'm trying to think, who was that mistress of King Edward the VII who came from here? Was it Lily Langtry? Not that many famous people, I'm afraid. So Charles II in the English Civil War, he stayed here where he began his liaison with Lucy Waters. Isn't she meant to be the mother of James Scott, known as the Duke of Monmouth, as in Charles II's natural son, who led Monmouth's rebellion in 1685, which ended with Monmouth's defeat and him losing his head, although actually even then his paternity is disputed. So the railway was closed in the 1930s. Germany seized the islands in 1940, apparently got the railway regoing for a few years. It's closed again. There is some talk of reopening the railway because they say, well, there's so much congestion on the roads. But it had to be a light railway. A lot of the former railway is a footpath or a cycle path. What else could be done about it? Maybe a tram or something like that. It couldn't be the original track bed because some of that's been sold off and built on and so forth. So look at these big floating life buoys and lights out there. Well, lights and they're lighthouses. And I thought lighthouses don't matter because we've got global positioning systems, but sometimes GPS breaks down. We got that. Okay, there's no cathedral here. So majority of people are Anglican. There's a significant Catholic community. There always were, because a lot of people have got French roots, Italian or Portuguese roots. Obviously, there's been an Irish community here throughout the 20th century. Not many of us here now. And Jersey was a very popular holiday destination in the earlier part of the 20th century from the United Kingdom, because it was abroad yet home. And the French language was the language here. There's also Gerriers, which is the dialect, and that's really in decline. Almost no one can speak Gerriers. But the 19th century, people spoke French. English was a foreign language. And through the 20th century, French declined and English rose up. And now one hardly ever hears French, though the toponyms are usually francophone. And streets have often got two names in both languages, but they're often one is not a translation of the other. Some streets have only got one name, and that is the name, whether it's in English or in French. They don't always have a version in the other language. So what else do I say? So it's a fascinating, delightful place, and a lot of high net worth people want to settle here. But why would you come here rather than go to Monaco or the United Arab Emirates or Switzerland, other tax havens? Well, Switzerland's got all sorts of rules about what you may or may not do, about when you can use the washing machine and the vacuum cleaner and stuff like that. Also, it's mountainous. It can be cold. Here, it's by the sea. It's never that cold. What else are I going to say? So, and they don't have all these pettifogging rules. The UAE is maybe too hot, too sunny. Is it too far away from Europe? Other things about, you know, if you do the slightest thing wrong, if you give someone a peck on a cheek, if you're suspected of drink driving, they absolutely hammer you, and there's no freedom of expression. So Jersey does at least have that. Real elections, different political parties, people elected to the state, some of them called deputies, some connetable. They're going to bring in a new state that's called senator. Don't ask me the difference. So representing the parishes, the 12 parishes of Jersey, and they've got deputies according to the number, according to the population of each parish. Then the senator is going to represent the whole of the island of Jersey. Now, we often say the Channel Isles, the Channel Islands, but that's a geographical expression. It's not a political one, because there's the island of Guernsey and there's the bailiwick of Guernsey, which includes the island of Guernsey, but also the islands of Alderney and Sark. And Sark is the one that doesn't allow any motor vehicles whatsoever, it's horse-drawn carriages only. And people said, well, we make an exception for the GP. And they said, no, because that'd be the beginning of the end. Emergency services, no, and it's a very small place. You wouldn't actually get around much faster with a car than you would with a horse and carriage. You know, anywhere in the world and have your motor vehicles, but not here. If you don't like the fact you can't have an automobile, move somewhere else in the world. We've got very clean air. So, yeah, that's it. And then the Barclay brothers, they have that privately owned island, which is, isn't it, just off Sark. So, yeah, fishing fleets here, and people were known for jerseys, as in the garment comes from here. Guernsey is derived from the island of Guernsey, where they're invented, and obviously some people sell to America, and that's why the state of New Jersey took a name from here. And you can see these old warehouses when they used to load and unload. And there's this harbour here, and this is the Albert Harbour, and this one is built in 1847. The cost over £500,000, a staggering sum at the time, later renamed after Prince Albert, as in Queen Victoria's husband. And there was packet boats used to come here, a roll off on ferry still goes. You can sail to Portsmouth, I think Southampton, and in France you can sail to, I think it's Saint-Malo, meant to take an hour, often takes longer. So they've got good transport connections. I've been astonished by the number of flights, not just British Airways, Blue Islands, which is usually connect the Channel Islands to other places, but flying several places in the United Kingdom, like Edinburgh, Manchester, London, Heathrow, though they do London Gatwick as well, Southampton, I can't think where else. I have a feeling are other places outside the UK, like Dublin, and flying somewhere in France. Okay, anyway, thanks for so much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Yeah, and so that behind me is St. Helier Marina, okay, but also known as Prince Albert. Okay, goodbye everyone, toodaloo.